Well, there were fragments out there. There were even videotape and film or kinescope fragments. But basically what we wound up doing, especially when you had interesting audio, these pieces came from viewers who would place perhaps the crystal microphone that came with their VM or RCA reel-to-reel tape recorder in front of the TV set and tape what they could, whether it was songs or conversation from Ruth Lyons' program.
Ruth Lyons was on radio and TV for literally for decades until the mid-60s. What was her special appeal that she had?
I think there were several factors. I think you have to also take into consideration the time in which she was most prominent. You had a whole culture that's quite different than it is today. You had women who did not drive because the man of the house held the keys. These were housewives. And here's this woman who is obviously master of her domain. She is the boss over all these guys, and not just the people on her show, mind you, but the sponsors who had to wait in line, and then if she didn't like their product or didn't like the way it was advertised, she would take them to task on the air. And then, too, I think she was interesting and outspoken. Certainly, she tackled social issues of the day, and then she could turn right around and talk pretty much at her ease with any kind of celebrity that came into Cincinnati.
Yeah, in the documentary, you show a lot of famous people came and sat down on Ruth's little rocking couch there. Bob Hope would be chief among them, but there were other ones, too.
Bob Newhart, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Helen Hayes, we have her in the piece. Broadway, Hollywood, Angie Dickinson.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about her being a pioneer. She was, in her own way and fashion, a civil rights pioneer, not afraid to go on TV and talk about what she felt were injustices for African Americans.
She talks about integration in the South and how schoolgirls are being spouted upon and turned away. This was unheard of at the time, and the only reason she got away with it is because the loyalty of her fans was such that even if she was out there with views that maybe all of her audience did not share at a time when this was controversial, she was so admired, so loved that they were able to, you know what, I disagree with her on that, but, you know, that's Ruth.
Another thing Ruth Lyons was famous for was she had a lot of sponsors on her program, and the commercials were actually part of the program. She never had a script. She just held up the product or did something with it, talked about it. Everybody knew that there was no product on her show that she didn't personally endorse by using it and liking it herself.
Right. She had to actually work with the product prior to accepting on the program. So if you were lucky enough to finally get off that 2-year waiting list, sponsors had to wait 2 years just for the privilege of paying money to advertise their product on that program. If you made it that far, then she actually had to try out whatever it was, the lawnmower, the soap.
She was also a very prolific composer of music.
At one point, she was so hot as a songwriter that Columbia Records beat off, I think, 4, maybe 5 other labels to acquire the rights to her latest songs and recordings that she herself produced.
With all of her accomplishments, perhaps Ruth Lyons' greatest legacy is her children's fund, which is still going strong, providing toys to hospitalized children and equipment to hospitals. I'm Steve Hirschberg.